This is the Coach Les Show on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Denver, here's Coach Les.
Welcome back to the Coach Les Show. We are live downtown Denver, Colorado, 16th Street Mall. If you have any questions, you can text us or you can give us a call, 1-800-777-2907 or text 303-961-7799. Right now, though, I have Jerry Morris on. SB Nation covers the Titans. What's going on, man?
Not much. How are you?
Good. I was actually just talking about the Titans, and I was talking about it. Over this whole weekend of games that are coming up, if Tennessee was to win, they're the only team that's pretty much, they're saying, is going to be a huge upset. What would you say to that?
I mean, I would agree. You know, this team kind of limped into the playoffs. You know, had 9 wins with, I think, 4 games left to play, or had 8 wins, 4 games left to play, and didn't win their 9th game until week 17. You know, and they got themselves in a situation where they had to win to get in the playoffs. So, you know, nobody expected them to go to Kansas City and win. They were able to do that. Now, you know, even an even bigger giant to slay, so to speak, in the New England Patriots. So, yeah, I mean, I think it'd be a huge upset. I mean, Vegas has it, what, at 13.5. You know, so the Titans have kind of taken the us against the world type mentality. It's been working for them so far, and so hopefully they'll go up there and be ready to play.
You know, this is one of my keys. The biggest key to how they can walk away with it with almost an easy victory. Easy. If Marcus Mariota decides to use his feet along with Henry, they don't have a way to stop that. They don't have the defense for that.
Yeah, you know, and I'm sure that's what they've been talking about all week. Yeah, when you look at the Patriots' numbers against the run, they're pretty bad. And so kind of similar setup to what you saw from the Chiefs last week. You know, they were bad against the run. This running game has looked better since Derrick Henry has taken over as the, you know, as the feature back with the injury to DeMarco Murray. And, you know, that's what they want to do. You know, Mike Mularkey talked about being an exotic smash-mouth team when he took over the team 2 years ago. It hadn't really worked out as much this year. The offensive line hasn't played as well. DeMarco Murray wasn't playing as well. But last week, you know, it kind of all came together. Good push up front. And Derrick Henry's a guy, look, if you give him a couple yards to get moving, he's really dangerous. I mean, he can run you over. He can run away from you. But yeah, he needs a little bit of space to get going. And he didn't get it much in the Jacksonville game. He said he ran soft in that game. Came out and looked completely different against Kansas City. So hopefully they can come in with a similar type of game plan. And like you said, Marcus Mariota, I mean, it's been a weird year. He's been injured for a better part of the year. The offense has just kind of been gross to watch at times. I mean, the receivers don't look like that. They know what they're doing. Sometimes the backs don't know what they're doing. I mean, it's just kind of been a mess. These last couple of weeks, they've gone to a little bit more no huddle, a little bit more things that suit Marcus Mariota's game, and he's looked like a different guy. So hopefully, you know, the last couple of games have given him some confidence. And like you said, if he can go up there and make some plays with his legs, if they can, you know, establish the running game, then I think they do have a chance.
You know, I was looking at the makeup of the Titans, and they have the John Robinson that was with the Patriots from like 02 to 2013. Offensive line coach Klein, 13 through 15, he was in New England. You think they have a couple of secrets that they can use in this game that can help them out?
You know, Logan Ryan, who was with the Patriots last year, the Titans.
Oh, yes, yeah, the corner, yeah.
You know, John Robinson had a hand in drafting him in New England. And I heard an interview with Logan Ryan today, and, you know, he didn't put a whole lot of stock in that. He said, you know, they know I was there, so they're not going to do the same things they did last year. But I think he can give more than like, you know, tipping plays or whatever. I think he can help the guys with a veteran presence. We're talking about playing at Foxborough and the environment and all that kind of stuff. Because, I mean, I do think there's an intimidation factor there. I think for a young team like the Titans have, you know, you're going to this place where this dynasty has been established. Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. And, I mean, I think the Patriots do get a little bit of a mental edge with all of that stuff. And so hopefully having a guy like Logan Ryan there, Josh Klein, the guard that you're talking about, same deal. I mean, you know, having those guys that are there, that have been there, that have been in these big games and stuff, that can hopefully kind of settle some of these younger guys down. get them ready for that environment, all that stuff, talk them through, you know, because if something happens early in this game, the Patriots get a big play or something like that, you know, the Titans are going to have to be able to withstand that rush and stay in the game. And so I think having those guys that are familiar with the process and what goes on up there, I do think that does help them. But I don't know how much, you know, they're going to be able to give away about the secrets of the offense or anything like that.
Yeah, that's true. And I said Jerry earlier. I meant Jimmy. Jimmy Morris.
You're good.
All right. So you look at that, and you don't think that would make a little bit of a difference. If they can some kind of way control the clock, how many points do you think they can hold New England to? Because to me, as long as you're taking away that time factor from Brady, he's a problem.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, you know, the thing that scares me about this game, I mean, there's a few things, but if you look at the Titans' numbers against really good quarterbacks, see, the defense has been better than we thought it would be this year. Well, a lot of their numbers come from playing against guys like Blake Bortles twice,
yeah,
and
yeah,
you know, the guys in Cleveland. I mean, they haven't exactly faced a murderer of a quarterback this year. When they have faced guys like Roethlisberger, Garoppolo, even, I mean, like Tom Savage, I mean, they've gotten torched by some of those guys. So that's the thing that scares me. So I mean, I think Titans can put up some points here because, like you said, I mean, there are points to be had. There are yards to be had, especially against this defense. Now, you know, the Patriots have employed a lot of bend but don't break this year. You know, there's something like 30th in the league in yards given up, but 5th or 6th in points allowed. So that they've been really good about, you know, once they get, you know, close to giving up touchdowns, that they tighten up and teams are not able to take advantage of that. This team, the Titans, have struggled in the red zone this year after being one of the best red zone teams in the league. 2 years ago, Mark Mariota had just ridiculous numbers in the red zone in 2016. So hopefully, you know, some of that can come back. We can get some positive regression there. And, you know, they can take advantage of some stuff down there. But, I mean, I think the Titans are going to have to score, I mean, I'd say 28 points to win this game. I think that gives them a chance. I think they can do it. But this offense just, I mean, at times, like if you go back and watch the second half of the game last week, I mean, it's firing on all cylinders. You got Mariota out there running around. You got Derrick Henry out there running around. You've got Mariota being able to hit plays to receivers down the field. He's scrambling out of the pocket, keeping his eyes up, looking for guys, making a run when something like that's not there. That's what we saw from him last year. We haven't seen as much of that from him this year. But it seems like in the last couple of weeks, he's kind of taken on that mentality that he's got to go out there and do whatever he can to get it done, even if he has to sometimes kind of do it by himself. You know, I mean, do a touchdown pass himself. Come on. But, sometimes he has to take that stuff on. And he's special like that. He can do that kind of stuff, and I'm just glad we started to see it. And they, like you said from the beginning here, they're going to need that from him if they're going to go up there and win.
Yeah. Did the 18 points last week take anything out of them? They're coming back from that 18 points.
What did you say?
No, I'm saying them coming back from that 18 points, did they give it all they had last week and we don't have anything left, you think? Or, you know, just being around the players and talking to them, you think they still, they're still fired up off of that 18-point comeback?
I think they are. I think they are because, again, you know, nobody's given them a chance again this week. And so, I mean, I think that fires them up. And so I think, that, yeah, I mean, they did. I mean, they had a lot of effort in that game to get back at that point. But, I think they'll be good. I think they'll be rested and ready, and I think they're excited about the challenge. And, again, nobody gave them a chance last week. They're still here. Nobody's given them a chance this week. So, like I said, I think they're kind of feeding off of that, and we'll see if they'll be able to go out and do it again.
Yeah, that's true. So we get Mariota. We got Derrick Henry. Who else is a key that we should be looking for in this game?
Well, you know, they drafted Corey Davis, the rookie out of Western Michigan. It was the 5th pick overall. And he hasn't had the year that we all hoped that he would. He hurt his hamstring in training camp and came back for the first, like, game and a half and then hurt his hamstring again and missed the next 5 or 6 games. And he and Mariota just haven't been on the same page. They had a chance to hit a big play last week, and Mariota overthrew him. So, I mean, he's a guy that could be a difference maker in this game. And if they can get him going, I think that just gives them another weapon. It gives Yeah, it gives Bill Belichick something else to think about. Because, I mean, you know the thing with Bill Belichick, right? He's the best in the world at taking away what you do best.
Yeah.
So he's going to load up and try to stop Derrick Henry. Okay? Now, we like the Titans matchup there. We like their offensive line and think that they can overcome that. But if they can't, then they're going to need to be able to do something else to give Belichick something else to think about to get back to Derrick Henry. I think that's going to be the key in this game is can they hit some plays in the passing game early that kind of spreads out the defense a little bit, forces them to back off a little bit to make those running lanes a little bit easier for Derrick Henry. So, I mean, I think he's a guy that if he comes down and has a good game, I think that gives the Titans a really good chance to win. They still got Delanie Walker, the tight end, who's just reliable. And you saw last week, early in the game, the receivers, you had a guy run a wrong route, you had a guy drop a pass. And so it seemed like the next couple of drives, Mario just went to Delanie Walker over and over and over because he knew he could trust him, knew he was going to be where he was supposed to be. So, you know, he's a guy that I think could show up in this one as well.
Okay. Hey, tell everybody how they can read what you write.
Yeah, so we write newsmiracles.com. You can check that out. We'll have a ton more about this game, obviously leading up to it and covering the game. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at JMorrisMCM, and the blog account is at TitansMCM.
All right, cool. Hey, Jimmy, man, I appreciate you coming on and talking with me. Hey, and good luck this weekend.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me on.
All right, no problem. That's Jimmy Morris, SB Nation. He covers the Titans.